Hey, welcome everybody. This is the Anastasia Foundation podcast. We're really happy to have today Haley Weatherburn. I'm joined with Ariane, and we're excited to do this interview with Haley. Haley is the CEO and founder of Thriving with Nature. Thriving with Nature is an organization that seeks to empower those who are interested in creating a self-sufficient lifestyle because they believe in a positive future. Haley has so much to share. She's been a longtime member of the community, and I cannot wait for you to hear all of the gold that this woman is ready to share with us. Haley, welcome.
Oh my gosh, I am just so grateful and honored to be here. This is super exciting. I wouldn't have thought a year ago that this would be happening, but yay, thank you for having me.
It's so great to have you, Haley. Haley is a friend of both Wyatt and I, and Wyatt and I are friends, and now we're all friends, and this... is going to be one exceptional call because Haley, you've taken strides, woman. Whoa, in the last year. Oh my God, everyone.
She's like, you're fell off the planet. Like, if you didn't know, Haley was super active, and then like all of a sudden no one heard from Haley. And people were like, I mean, I was thinking to myself, I hope everything's okay. Like I feel it's okay. But and then we get a text, you know, and it's like, I'm back, and this is what I've been working on. This is why I couldn't be engaging with you, because I was giving my heart and soul to this project. And I'm excited for her to share more about that. Haley, maybe you can just tell us a little bit about yourself, how you aim to create Thriving with Nature, what Thriving with Nature is, and we can start with that.
Yeah, sure. So my background, I'm Australian, if you can't connect the accent, but I live in Bali, Indonesia. In 2011, so I was still in Australia, that is when I read my first book. Actually, it's really interesting. I was in Bali on a business retreat when someone showed me the Anastasia book and they told me this is really good. And I'm like, okay, cool. And I went back to Brisbane and I had a tiny little library in the area that I was in, and I went and it had the Anastasia book, which is, you know, it was unusual. But I plowed through those in 2011. I was just like, there's something in this. Back then, I couldn't imagine what I'm doing now. I was more corporate. I had just finished writing my book. So that was my first book. It was called Is Your Fork in Tune? It's the quantum physics of like our beliefs kind of thing. Because I was like, I don't know what I believe. Then Anastasia popped in. And there was like a very subconscious split in me that didn't happen, and I actually went into quite a big depression after I read Anastasia, not knowing about the connection of it, because I think what happened was my deep soul was like, this is what I meant to do, but my external conscious brain was trying to follow the system of get a good job, save money, get a house, all of those kind of things, and there was this sudden dissonance. And I went into depression, not knowing why. I can only understand that looking back. And so fast forward, after 12 months after being in depression, I did a breathwork course, got cracked open a little bit, and all that came through was the word Bali. So I went to Bali with $200 in my pocket and just a real surrender. Like I said, I don't know what I'm meant to be doing. I don't know. I was very broken. And then just followed my passion. And, you know, I had to do a lot of unlayering and letting go of how I thought the world was meant to be. And just coming back to really trying to find out who I am and what I'm supposed to be doing here. And it wasn't until 2017, 2018, I'd done a lot of work, but that was when I did my first permaculture design course. And Wyatt and I connect a lot on that, because the permaculture design course, I was just like, these are my people. And it was reactivating this deep love. I always, always, always thought back to the Anastasia books. I was like, that is what it's meant to be. That's the life. That's, you know, based on this positive outcome. And then... yeah, so after doing permaculture design course, it started to unwrap. And I've always, always, even when I first came to Bali, I always have an avocado seed in a pot. That was the closest thing I would have to a garden, was just an avocado seed and growing the roots. And I'd get it to this big, and then I didn't have a bigger pot. And eventually it turned into a big pot and an avocado, and I ended up giving that away to a school because I didn't have the room for it. And then COVID hit, and I accelerated my learnings. Actually, sorry, going back, permaculture design course, syntropic agroforestry course, soil advocacy course. I just absorbed myself in all of the knowledge. But I had never really had a place. I had a cement concrete courtyard, and I just got lots and lots of pot plants, and I built raised beds out of wood. And then COVID hit, and I was like, okay, everyone's running to get toilet paper. I'm running to get seeds. We need to grow food. Let's not just think short term. Let's think, okay, something needs to shift. How do I sustain my life and become more secure? And I was like, if you can grow your food, really, you're not going to get swirled around in the world of the chaos that was COVID. And so I had, and I've, all of this is documented on YouTube, by the way, you'll see this whole process happening. And then right when the midst of COVID happened, in August 2020, I came up here. I'd already been up visiting. There's a beautiful eco lodge here called Sarambwana Eco Lodge. And I'd stayed there in January 2020, and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. August 2020, I come back. We're in the midst of COVID. Life was crazy. And I had two separate friends talk to me on a Zoom call and say, you look like you're home. And I was like, I feel like I'm home. And so then September 2020, I stayed there for a month, luckily, because no one was in Bali, so they had very cheap deals at the Eco Lodge. And that's when I started finding land, found a cabin to live in, and December 2020, I found this land. And that's where it all sort of happened. It was, and I think I communicated with you guys. I was up until about November 2021. I was having a look when my first video after having conversations on one of our calls, Wyatt, one of the actual Kin's Domain calls, I get off that call and I do a video straight away to go, here's my Kin's Domain. And I looked back at that video, and even between that video and now, which I did another video just for that Kin's Domain update, I put it in the Anastasia community. That changed. I was like, okay, things are happening. And then I also built the online community, but I don't know how much I need to go into. I just thought I'd give you my update there.
It's so much. It's so incredible, like, what you've accomplished in such a short amount of time. And really, you know, you're like the epitome of a blessing in disguise, right? When we get, you know, COVID for so many people was this time of like solidification of those things that were actually, you know, important to us. And you really exemplify that. And that inspires me. And I know it inspires a lot of people. Like, you took action. Like, you know, I just like want to stand back and watch now and hear. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Like, you came here with $200, you had $200 in your pocket when you came to Bali. And now you have created, share what you've created. You're so inspiring.
Maybe Arianne's reading there. Like, I think it would be really cool to see like some images in and things of your land so people can understand, you know, this. So I don't know if it's possible if you can like share some videos that you said you had or some images, but I would love to see.
Sure. Yeah. All right, yeah, I'll give you a tour. We won't walk around with the computer because I just don't want to lose you guys at all, but I have recorded. I ran around this morning and took little 10-second videos of different areas, and specifically I'll highlight the areas that Anastasia talks about in building in your Kin's Domain. But I'll give you, let me just share my screen. Okay, so let me know if you guys can see the bird's eye view.
Yes, we can.
Yeah. Okay, so this is just part of the land that you can see. So I thought I'd give you a bird's eye view. Everything that you see that has been created, the driveway, you can see where I've cleared some of the land because of the things that I'm rebuilding in there. That little shape, that's 1,500 square meters, which I don't know what it is in feet or I'll have to find out. but yeah, 1,500 square meters. If you just go to Google and see what that is in your non-metric system, you should be able to work that out. So this is not, this is only a small part of the whole of Bigger Land. So the Bigger Land, one of the things that I did was, because at the time we talk about how we don't have enough money or things like this. In my agreement, I have, I can get the rest of the land, which is 1.4 hectares. So that's because Anastasia talks about getting 1 hectare or 2,500, 2.5 acres. And so this is just a piece of that, and I'm starting on that. Like, so that's just like, because we can get overwhelmed by all of it, because it's quite a big piece of land that Anastasia suggests to have. But I was just like, I can only afford to do this, and really I can do a lot in just this bit. But in my contract that I can get is the rest of the land. So let's just do a quick tour and you can ask more details of all of that. So I'm going to do a tour like I was if I was physically with you. So this is just, you guys let me know if you never can't, you can't see it. But this is my worm bath. So this is where the real farmers do all the work. So this is just something that I've set up. This is where a lot of the compost, I had this on my courtyard when I wasn't living on the land and I brought this bath up. It's where a lot of the compost starts. These are the compost areas. So at the end of the day, the first thing I wanted to do was regenerate this soil. Even though it looks like a lush area and I'm right next to the rainforest, these guys did use chemicals on this land. And so there's a lot of things coming up that aren't amazing. And it's because I need to repair the land. So this is the compost area that I'm building to help regenerate the soil. So I'm teaching my guy. He helps me because I wouldn't be able to do this all on my own. Or it just would take longer. Then as you walk up, this area is going to be, so up in the back here and behind the passion fruits is, are my water tanks. I get water straight from the rainforest spring. So I can drink straight out of the tap here, as opposed to if you were down in the cities of Bali, you just cannot. Wow. But this water is the most pure. So this is a passion fruits covering it. And in this area is going to be a pond. And in that area I've just turned to is going to be the honeybees. So Anastasia talks about a pond and a honeybee. So this area here will be, it'll be the basic pond because it'll help with the overflow of things. In permaculture, you want to always be thinking about the system. We can go into that a bit more later. But so the pond, it won't be the big, yeah?
Oh, sorry. I was just going to ask.
Did you say something?
Is that bamboo that's in there? That long, not that tree.
Oh, but over
that
was here?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bamboo.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, so everything I've built is out of bamboo. This hut, this nursery that I'm in. Well, let me just say, I didn't build it. I asked my guy to build it. The next is, I just wanted to show you these four plants. These are four tropical blueberries. It's a very story about the funny story about these, but these blueberries were planted by my family. My two brothers and at the time their girlfriends slash wives came and they all planted, helped me plant these four plants. So these were planted by family and it always makes me feel very close and like part of my family is here. So that's just something that, you know, Anastasia talks about. The living fence. So you can see these are wild raspberries that are grown here in, I found out that they just grow on the side of the road. I see them all the time now. Their raspberries aren't as juicy as the raspberries we know, but this is the wild raspberry and it's a living fence. It's completely stopped chickens coming into the garden. I'll give you another example of the living fence. These are gamal sticks and other things along this fence line that are starting to create that living fence that she talks about. It's so cool to see it getting more and more improved as the time goes on. Then we've just got the veggie garden. So I'll just give you a bit of a, there's 24 garden beds. I haven't fully planted all of them yet. I'm still learning the balance. The flowers are there to help attract all the pollinators. There's some flowers inside the veggie beds. So I'm also doing a 90-day challenge at the moment to show you how you can grow a full plate of food in 90 days. So there's a couple of beds that are planted for that. And so this, from the veggie garden down the bottom part of the land over to the where I will be living, this is, I call this the medicinal plants pathway. And so I imagine me walking in the mornings from there to the veggie garden, along here, I've got some medicinal plants planted in here. And then this opens up to where I'll be living. So from the veggie garden down across there, those three garden beds you see down the bottom there are the living supplement garden. They're specially planted the way Anastasia does. I'm doing that because they're going to be close to the house. I've already planted some sunflowers. You'll just see them down here, and I planted them in the special process. It's a bit hard because I don't live right here just yet, so I can't do the morning process. This is the view of Bali from my land. So that's where like the tourists and things live down there. So that's the view I see from my land. And this is where I'm going to build sort of the first part of the house, which hopefully should be in the next few months, which is very exciting. And then finally, I'm just measuring out to put somewhere to put a bathroom hut. So that's one of the first things I need, so that when guests come or people come on tours, they have a place to go. And then this area in the middle here is going to be a food forest and chicken, regenerative chickens. So I'll rotate the chickens in three different areas, and I'll have hundreds of difference of trees, you know, sort of like a food forest. Well, it is a food forest. And then finally, this is where I'm sitting right now in this nursery. And then this is the driveway that I built there. So after seeing the bird's eye view, I think that should help there. So how was that?
Wow.
Around the property.
I don't know if my face was visible the whole time, but a couple of times I would come back and I'm like, oh, I'm here, I'm watching this, because I was so just like, oh, look at those. Whoa.
That's what I built in the physical. And then, so on the journey, I'll just mention this. On the journey, what I realized, especially because guess what? Sometimes you won't find that soulmate yet. You might not. There's a lot of us out there that are single still, that haven't quite aligned, because probably they're going to come while you're building it. You know, it's not necessarily going to find my partner, then we do it together. What you can do is, rather than wait, I honestly believe that he is just going to walk on the farm one day in a tour, in an event or whatever, and then there he'll be. But on this journey, when you're doing it on your own, it's really hard. And I was like, there's so many leaders, like I did a permaculture design course. I sort of keep in touch with a few of them. I did a Suntropic agroforestry course. I sort of keep in touch. But when you do all these different things, because there's so much to learn, I was like, you need a connection point where we can do this journey together and you're not alone. And so that's when I created the Thriving with Nature community. I have leaders. I've just had permaculture leaders join. I want leaders that know how to raise chickens for eggs, leaders that know how to preserve food, leaders that know how to do natural dyes and clothing, full self-sufficiency leaders. I'm hoping to have 20, you know, to 30, 40, 50 leaders inside to help those people who are on their own. There's one place to go. It's like its own Facebook. It's got courses inside there so that you have one place to be. You'll get to learn and grow as we grow each other. Eventually we can do physical events and things. You'll be able to come here to this area, because I'm going to have a physical farm. But yeah, so there's so many, a farm center, sorry, that where people can come to learn all these things as well. So there's the physical, and then there's the online world to reach a lot more people. For people like me who are in the middle of a village, no one speaks English here. I will, you know, there's a few that speak English. I have to speak. You might see Pakwi when he's my helper here today. He doesn't speak English, so I have to speak Indonesian. So you can feel very alone in these moments. And I thought, I need to build a community so that people like us can still feel connected in part of this. And there is the Anastasia community, but the reason why I built this one was because I wanted to build one that also could help people earn an income, so that they could just live on the land and earn an income and be part of a community. So yeah. Sorry, there's so much I could talk about. I hope I'm not, yeah.
No, honestly, there is a lot to talk about, so thank you for sharing all the details. You've given us a beautiful tour of what you've built in a little over a year. Am I right?
So 2020 December, I got the land, but I didn't do anything for the first six to probably 8 months. I remember Wyatt. I don't know. There was a tower I was sitting in when we had one of our first calls together. I was in a tower, and that was just an observation tower. Because in permaculture, you want to wait 6 to 12 months to see what does the land do, where does the wind come from, when does it rain, what happens when the rain like falls, and you want to kind of get to know the land before you start moving. And actually moving slower, I think, is more beneficial. And so I didn't start doing things until probably, I would say, I think I put the first veggie garden beds in like the beginning of 2021, maybe. Okay. No, not even then. Halfway through 2021. So yeah, it's been like probably, about 12 months in all. Sorry, that was okay. A long answer to your question.
No, it's okay. No, it's all good. So you have stewarded this land in the way that you've demonstrated with the videos and those images. You have also done this online, created this online platform, mm-hmm. Which we're going to get more details about that soon. And so you did this. Part of me is just like wrapping my mind around how much you did in such a short amount of time. And I want to invite everybody who's watching here to really look at this. You know, this is possible. And Haley's pretty much a one woman show. She does have a helper, right? You speak mm-hmm. about your helper and how much he contributes. Mm-hmm. But this is really empowering, Haley, because a lot of people have felt very defeated during this, you know, the pandemic era. A lot of people have been feeling very depleted and even lost and, you know, feeling like they can't really do much of anything. And here Haley is in the background, completely just empowering yourself and going for it, you know, just diving in, taking the opportunity. And something I'd like to ask you, something I found so refreshing about you when we chatted last was your flexibility with the Ringing Cedars blueprint, how you're permitting yourself to be flexible in it. And not like be like, okay, this is the Ringing Cedars way. I'm going to like do this all the way, you know, exactly how it's described in the book. Like you have this beautiful, refreshing way of making it your own and also adapting to your situation. Do you want to elaborate a bit on that?
Yeah, sure. I thought this is a really interesting thing because I really used to be a perfectionist and I wanted to do everything right, everything by the book, everything, you know. I have a fear of authority, like a just natural, probably a little bit too much fear of authority. I wanted to do this, you know. I was getting a call because here in Bali, there's a couple of things here. Technically, as a foreigner, you cannot own land, right? Also there are ways to do it, but there's also this, I get very uncomfortable with this. I sometimes look around and I do feel this I don't know if the word juxtaposition or this thing of like looking at the Westerners coming and taking over the Balinese beautiful land. This is their land. This is how they grew up. So, there's this like, do I want to take their family's land from them? But in saying that, so I had to get around this. Anastasia says, find land in perpetuity forever and ever for your thousands of generations, right? For your whole generations. What I have learned is, like, I have a grandma, she's passed now, but they had land in Australia and they had a fire on the land and the Australians, they had a 99 year, I don't know what it was, but the Australian government took it back up straight, like before, out of their, off them, and they couldn't get it back. It was, they turned it into Crown land and there's complications there. But the point is anything could happen. Like, I think if anything, COVID has just bent the our lines of what we think is possible, because you can go to all the trouble of doing certain things and trying to play by the book and then they change the rule. And it's like, okay. And I felt very drawn to this land. I'm like, I don't know why I'm supposed to be here. It's such an interesting place. The mountain that I live on, it's called Batukaru. It is the feminine mountain, as opposed to Agung, which is the one that you probably hear about. It's the volcano. They're all old volcanoes. Well, some of them are still going, but that's the masculine side of the energy. And so it's interesting that I got attracted to the feminine, this beautiful rainforest, very, very gentle energy. And so I had to get over the fact that I can't own land forever. But like I did down in the courtyard, I was like, you know what? Even if I'm here for 25, 50 years and then they take it off, guess what an experience that that's going to teach me? I'm going to have other things. Like I do, I would like to have some land in Australia where I know I can buy the book, own land. But at the end of the day, if we take away these constructs that we've created of owning land, really no one owns. Like it's a construct. I got over that. I was like, you know what? I feel very drawn to this land. I feel I'm supposed to do something. And even if for this window of time that I'm here and I create this melting pot, people all around the world, people come to Bali from all around the world, if they come and can see how to grow, become self-sufficient, what a kin's domain looks like, they might call it a farm, but I call it, you know, the kin's domain. To the people, it depends who knows about it. And, oh, you can live like this and in a modern way and it's beautiful. And, oh, my gosh, the food that comes from here is amazing. And look how healthy you look. And, like, it's like, I was like, that's worth it. You know, I don't have kids yet. I am getting to the age that it may never happen, but I may end up, who knows? Who knows what's happening? I'm just surrendering to this guidance that I am meant to be here to create this right now. And so I let go of, Anastasia said, you have to do this. I think somewhere in the books, and I'm not very good at registering, but if you remember, Anastasia's not very, I don't remember her being very, this is it and that's it, don't do anything else. Mm-hmm. It's like, create a kin's domain, you know, like let's hold on to the pieces, like let's spread love, joy, let's try and help one another and let's support one another and let's create a kin's domain with the honeybees and the living fence. And, you know, I can, on a very simple, I was thinking about this on the way here today. One of the things that Anastasia talks about is having these massive tall trees right around the edge of the property. Guess what? If I do that on this edge, I will not have a veggie garden because the sun won't reach it and then I can't grow veggies. And sure, I could try and do it somewhere else, but you've got to sort of flow with, okay, let's look at, weigh everything up and go, what makes most sense for me building this land right now and not necessarily owning it forever. That I feel the energy moves forward. The nature always moves forward towards abundance. And if I stop, things back up behind you, the energy, the pressure, the negativity builds up and you're like, I'm not in flow. I'm actually stagnant. You get frustrated. You get depressed. You get, you know, it's just like, where is the flow going? Oh, you know what? I can't go and own my own land, but this property, they're happy for me to come and help them and learn, and I could work with them for a couple of years. And guess what? Then a land might come from it, or maybe even through a conversation you meet through them. So trying to find where that flow is and surrendering to that, I think is, you know, it's important. And I think if you can stay in that flow, you're staying in life, that life force. So yeah, that's trying not to get too hung up on the exact things and letting go and knowing that you can mold with where you are. I mean, I cannot grow a cedar tree in Bali, Indonesia, but I'm going to try and find the equivalent of what that is. Like, what is the ancient rainforest just up here? What trees are there that I will grow that will be a mother tree that's here and it might not be a cedar tree? So I get a little bit upset that I can't grow a cedar tree, but I can always get the oils and things through the foundation and that's okay. But it's like, again, you know, let go and flow with where you are.
Haley, I want to thank you for shining a very critical light on something that I know Ariane and I see a lot, is this ideology rather than inspiration. And, you know, spiritual communities are a lot of the times ripe with that. And this community isn't. And I feel like you really exemplify that beautifully, that this is about action. And you took action. And whether that action is an internal practice or an external one or a combination of the both, like, you took action. And to speak with what you were saying, where Anastasia says, she says, free yourself from mercenary dogmas. So she's not an advocate for anyone like following a regimented lifestyle. She's simply inquiring as to think for yourself, you know, be rational. And I think a lot of us feel the rationality of her words. And so inadvertently, sometimes we kind of, you know, idolize them, you know, and we are learning to discern that. But I know in our heart of hearts, you know, whatever the confusion of the words can be coming from people's mouths, is that's not really what people feel in the Anastasia Foundation. You know, it's very much this open, supporting, as you're alluding to, and as you're exemplifying, this creative spirit, not this one that is like, you know, here's my blueprint. Like, okay, oh no, the tree was too far out to the right. Like, that's not going to work. Anastasia wouldn't be happy, you know? And I mean, for real, like, that's not what this is. So I want to thank you. I want to thank you so much for demonstrating truth in your own unique way, mm. and for paving your own way in doing that, because it's, you know, it's a lot easier to sit and to just kind of think and never to give the materialization to that. And you've done that. So, I mean, absolutely, it's an amazing experience to listen and witness it.
Thank you. Yeah, I honestly feel like I'm a toddler that's just thrashing around, and, you know, I'm going to make mistakes. The only way to learn is to make mistakes. I've killed more plants than you understand. Like, there's lots of mistakes I make, but I won't learn unless I make those mistakes. I need to fall down 1,000 times for me to really get that way. And I think we can get, and I'm one of those people. I do think about these little things that I haven't been able to do, but at the end of the day, I look at this and the joy that comes on people's faces when they come and have a tour around, and the wisdom and knowledge, to me, that says it all. To me, that it's building positivity. People come here and walk away feeling positive and inspired. And I'm like, okay, it's doing something.
Yeah, you are doing, woman. Like, and it's, and I would really love for you to share with us how you've even found a way to monetize yourself as well with this way of living and with this blueprint. And please share, because this is something that does come up, and even Vladimir talked about that extensively, the importance of monetizing, mm-hmm. you know, the bounty of the kin's domain that's produced, or whatever it is, to yeah. Make sure it's monetized. So please share with what you've done.
Well, do you know what's really fascinating? I Google at this all the time, is that I couldn't say the word entrepreneur. You know, when entrepreneur, when I read it in Anastasia, I was like, entrepreneur. I'd never heard the word. I was like, I don't know what this word is. So I'd always skim over it. and now, I mean, living here in Bali, I am an entrepreneur. And I was like, oh, that's really hilarious. It was a bit that I didn't quite understand at the time. Oh, that's what it is. Like, I think it's really important. Like, we have this, we all have this amazing vision of communities around the world. We can go and visit them. You don't, you know, within your community, you probably don't need money. You just exchange, all those kind of things. But the fact is, I can't exchange a bunch of tomatoes to fly and visit you guys. Like, it's just not going to happen. And so we have to bridge, again, we have to bridge the gap of where the world is right now. And who knows, gosh, in 3-4 years time with AI and all this kind of stuff, there might be universal incomes. It's interesting. That's a whole nother thing down there. But I was like, okay, so how can I live the Anastasia life but still have enough money to do some of the modern things that we like to do, you know? I live here. My family's in Australia. I want to go and see them a few times a year if I could. And so I was like, let's build a community platform where leaders can share their wisdom. As a person, you can come and you're in that environment of people growing their food and learning and stumbling, all falling over together and encouraging and picking everyone up in this beautiful supportive area. You've got the wisdom, you've got the courses. Okay, I'm ready to learn about preserving. Let's go do that course. I can do that. Oh, has anyone done the course yet? I need questions answered. So there's this supportive area. There's this education area. It's lifting people up. And then I was like, what if if you love this community so much, you could also say, hey, join this community and you get a commission. And I was like, so you could be living here, paying, you're paying a monthly thing like a gym membership or, you know, a software membership. You're paying that just to contribute because the leaders that bring their wisdom, we want to make sure that they're getting something from sharing the wisdom to say thank you. But then I can say, hey, come and join and you get a commission. And so you could be living on the land. You've had 100, maybe 100 of your people. Over time, you've built up quite a group of people that have joined the community as well. And you're getting a monthly income from that and just living on the land and being part of a community. And I was like, ooh, that could be cool. And so luckily, I have a bit of a mechanical online systems processes brain and I'm very good with softwares and things. And I was like, you know what? I have a feeling that this is why I'm supposed to be here. I think I'm supposed to build this. And so, to me, I see it complements the Anastasia community is very, because it's building a domain and living self-sufficiently is only one part of this whole beautiful energy that Anastasia has created and Vladimir through the books and through everything. But for me, I'm very earth. I'm a Taurus. I'm very grounded. And so I was like, how do I birth this? This is where I like to, so we have the vision. I'm very good at alchemizing it into the reality. And so I was like, well, let's do that. And so, yeah, so that's where the Thriving with Nature community was born. And it's only in its infancy. It's only a few months old. We've had our first permaculture leaders join and I'm reaching out to all these other leaders to join as well. But it's like, it's an opportunity to be an entrepreneur and be standing on the land. And I was chatting with one of our other Anastasia communities, Jonathan. We were having a conversation. I met him in our last meeting, Wyatt. And he said what was interesting because he studied the different communities that got built and it was the entrepreneur communities were the ones that were more successful, the ones that could financially make it because, unfortunately, we've got the Maslow's hierarchy. Do you guys know the Maslow's hierarchy of needs? You know, the basic needs is shelter and food and water, right? And if you don't have that, you're in survival mode. You can't make these spiritual connections and you can't get up there. I mean, you can make spiritual connections. I'm articulated that incorrectly. But you're very primal. This physical body that we're in needs to eat, needs to have water. And needs shelter and safety. And if you don't have those areas, there's not much else you can do and think about. And so we need in this world, you know, I can grow most things here, but I can't grow everything. And there's going to be times where I might need to go and buy something or exchange, but we're in an economy. We cannot deny it. And I think it's important that you align with it. Thrive with nature. Let's not fight the existing system. My favorite quote is the Buckminster Fuller quote, and I'm probably going to say it incorrectly, but the ultimate idea is you can't change things by fighting the system. What you can do is you can go and create a new system that makes the old system obsolete. And so that's what I've done with the Thriving with Nature community is like, okay, we can earn money, we can be on our kin's domain, and we can just live that life that we want. So, yeah.
It's absolutely like incredible to see the ingenuity behind what you have created. And one of the questions that I had is, you know, a lot of people are, because of the nature of the technocratic world, this world that is anti-life and anti-rational, so many people are naturally shielding. So they're naturally insulating themselves. And so, you know, in that insulating nature, sometimes we kind of, you know, we want to make sure like our space is kept sacred and authentic and whatever. So I'm curious, you know, for you, how do you preserve the authenticity of your dream and of the works that you're doing, whether that be with local or tourists who come physically on the land or people who engage in your community, how are you really sharing your mission first and foremost with these people? The mission of thriving with nature, like what are the, because I think a lot of folks are nervous about sometimes co-creation with people because of the potential that could happen. And it's, you know, you never know until you do it. And so to hear from somebody who's created this and already has people engaging on a platform and have people coming out to, you know, do classes and whatnot, you know, hearing that support of like, hey, you can trust yourself, you can do this, or like whatever tips you're going to offer, I think would be super beneficial.
Yeah, I think this is really important. It is, it's really interesting. I mean, Anastasia does talk about no tech, you know, let's try and, there's going to be a split in society, and we can see it. And I can, I've delved down in AI, I use AI. I've used AI, I've used ChatGPT, because for you to understand and know what's going on, you can't keep your head in the sand. But the way I feel, when I'm on this land, I forget sometimes if I don't come to the land much, soon I'll be living here, so it will be no problem. But walking around bare feet and connected with nature, it always grounds you. I studied at the International Academy of Consciousness, and it talks about how there's two types of energy. There's an energy that's affected by thoughts, like people's thoughts. And if you're around big communities of people, you can be sort of in this swirl. Like, you know, that's why you can sometimes feel negative around some people and positive around some people, because our thoughts have energy. It's called a thosine, thought, sentient. So thought, emotion, energy, a thosine floats around us. As soon as you connect back into nature, lie on that ground. I've created a space for where I can lie on the grass in the sun, then sprinkle my water onto the on the grass. When I do that, you're connected. And there's all these tools, phones. Hang on, let me just make sure that's sitting there charging so we don't lose connection. we have to use the technocratic world. otherwise I couldn't talk to you. So phones, computers, there's, you know, YouTube. Gary V talks about this. He's a famous entrepreneur. He talks about it's not the tool, it's the person who uses it. So if you stay connected to your land, connected to nature, and connected to your vision, it will always bring you back. And so but you have to be careful. I've wasted an hour and a half on YouTube when I went to look at one thing. Like, I've done that. We're all in that. We're all part of that. So how do you navigate this? We have to bridge the time between, we are in a technocratic world. We are in that. You can choose to go straight from here to here, but I want to be the hand holder of people, because there's a lot of people that the shutter goes up if they talk about, they might have heard Anastasia and they may think that's a dogma and they may think it's da-da-da. So the shutter goes up. But if I talk about growing food, they're gentle. So we need to have this pathway of communication. For me to reach my message to you guys, and that, I use YouTube. I use Instagram. I want to share and give value. Again, Gary Vee talks about, don't just put crap out there, but like, is the content you're sharing adding value? I've got all this content on how to grow a banana, everything you need to know in less than 60 seconds. So you know, what water, what temperature, that's adding value to people. So it's about understanding the negativity that the technocratic world can have, respecting that, and creating boundaries for yourself and routines for yourself to connect into nature, to connect into the message, and then utilize the technocratic world to help spread the message. I mean, Anastasia, if you guys weren't using the technocratic world, the Anastasia Foundation wouldn't exist. Or it would, but it would just be in your, you know, I've met you guys online using technocratic world. So you can turn the Wi-Fi off at nighttime so that you're not getting the things. Like, it's a balance again. It's just keeping that management for yourself, I think, is really, really important. But not, again, I was saying to you guys before the call, I don't like to give too much energy into negativity. I'm aware there could be things. Anastasia talks about a lot of the negativity that could be happening in the world. Even through COVID, there was a lot of conspiracies. I've got friends on all the sides. And what I see is I just want to focus on what I want to build and creating a positive future by putting energy into the positive future, rather than spending energy fighting this and energy worrying about this. And I do all of that. I have glimpses and moments and thoughts and things that come in, but my anchor and my pull is like Anastasia's ray. It's just like, this is where I'm going. Come back to that. And I'll have these, it's an ocean, we're moving, and you come in and out of feeling it all. And so, but as long as you have a routine that connects you, like getting barefoot on the grass or going into a forest to just let the trees clean that phosphine energy that's infiltrated by thoughts of other people and things as well. So, yeah, did that sort of answer what you were asking, Wyatt?
yeah, and some for sure.
Yeah, cool.
You went into that was a great question, Wyatt, and that was a really good answer, Haley. You got into your vision of where you would like to go with this just briefly. And you also mentioned you'd like to get you'd like to steward land as well in Australia. Mm. Can you give us a bit more of what the vision is, at least for the moment where you see it?
Yeah. Cause it evolves. It definitely evolves. We evolve. Yeah. We're not stick figures. I like to call it squishy balls of mess, really. That's what humans are. And we all do our best to find our ways. But the vision here on this land is when I have the slightly bigger than what Anastasia asked, because on the slightly bigger bit, I'm going to create a farm center. It's going to have a little cafe and shop that might only open on weekends. But then upstairs, it's going to have an education center, a big room, you know, and people will come and learn permaculture or biodynamics or learn about fungi. And, you know, I want to bring experts from around the world there where people can learn. So from a physical point of view, I have this Indonesian company where I want to earn money by educating people about this world. People can come here on tours. And so we can show them what's possible and talk about the worms if they want to. It depends. The tour is always guided by what people are interested in. And so, you know, how to grow things or how to place things, all those kind of things. So from that vision, I want this to be this. You come to Bali, you can go and enjoy yourself and then come up to the land, get anchored into the Anastasia kind of nature, whether you call it Anastasia or not. Like people, if you're an Anastasia person, I'll talk about Kinsamane. If you're not, I'll talk about my permaculture and syntropic agroforestry and all those kind of things. It's all semantics. It's all pretty much the same thing. So the vision for that is this. And then eventually I'll build my actual proper home here. I want it to be inspiring through recycled and regenerative materials and stuff. Once that's there, then I do want to look at getting some land in Australia, which, you know, Anastasia doesn't talk about having two properties, but I feel in this world we need to, in nature, diversity is important. Biodiversity is so important for the success of a forest. You don't look in a forest and there's only one tree. There's different organisms, animals, insects, fungi, trees, plants, like everything. It's, you want a biodiverse. And the same with me. I'm just like, one day, who knows what happens in Indonesia? And one day the landowner might love what I've done and ask me to leave. But I doubt it because they don't like to live the same way we live. They have a different culture in the way they do things. But it could happen. It could happen. And I have to be really, you know, I'll be sad and devastated, but I'm also aware that it is a possibility, but it's not going to stop me from moving forward to what I'm trying to create. I just have this trust that it'll be here for a reason, a season. But also I, you know, I went home recently for my brother's wedding and I was like, God, Australia is beautiful. You know, I do love the land. I love the animals here. I am still an Australian. I'm very connected to that. And I do have a lot of friends that I miss and family. And I was like, I would like to have both. It's not, or it's and. You know, that's the one of the things. Will you have this or this? Especially, why not have both? You know, why not have the? the reality of building something like this, it takes a lot of energy and all of this kind of stuff. But I will be able to hire some people here. You know, I'm very, very blessed. Like Puck We Win, I reckon Anastasia or whatever introduced me to him, because he is one of the only ones that doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, and he's so passionate about natural things. There's farmers still using chemicals right around me, just because they don't know, they don't understand. And so I'm hoping that what I show here, people come down all the time and they're like, oh, what are you doing? That's interesting. That's beautiful. I want to copy that. I'm not here to go and tell them what to do, but they come and they get attracted and then they talk to him. You know, I'm not the person to teach them. It's just here to be inspiring. And then hopefully I'll inspire the locals enough that it trickles down. The village I live in is called Saranbwana. It means the essence of the universe. And I was like, well, if I can help shift and change the essence of the universe here, then I think it's all good. So the vision is to be open to all possibilities and have it all. I don't know when the Australia thing will happen or if it'll happen, but that is my intention, is to still have some roots there. And if I do eventually have a child, or whether it's through who knows what, you know, that could be an opportunity as well, because again, Indonesia could kick me out, or I could create something in Australia and then the rules change and they take all the land and you can't have it, you know. Like it's just being prepared for anything and flowing as much as you can.
Yeah, and it's like your space of love is wherever you're at, you know? And that's, I think, what's cool is you really demonstrate that. I know in myself, if I was like setting up a piece of land and then I was going to get ripped away, I mean, I'd be a little bit more than devastated. And you're just
totally.
Well, right. But I like to hear that you're also like, and. There's still an and. I'm going to keep going, because you carry that with you.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, it's like I feel so strongly, like at the end of the day, you know, it's not necessarily what we have on the land, but it's how we've created it. That's really the most important thing, because, you know, there's domains in Russia that are not necessarily, you know, using like incredibly regenerative things. They may still have fescue grass or whatever. They may, you know, plant things in very linear rows, or they may, I mean, you know, build a traditional style, whatever. And those things are not wrong. I'm just saying, when we juxtapose them to like this permaculture-esque community or whatnot, but the spirit that I know so many have created that with, I think gives it the essence of something extremely special. And, you know, it's beautiful, because that spirit kind of naturally comes out in you, you know, like you're there because you're inspired to be there, because you're not thinking about, I need to have X amount of pounds of this vegetable or this, you know, I need to have this by this and I need to blah, blah, blah. You're there because you're enjoying it. You're in love, you're inspired, and that is like, that's the real magic. And to see you living that, like, I mean, if I was watching for the first time and I just found the Anastasia Foundation, I mean, you know, this is actualization. This is actualization of our dreams. And Haley Weatherburn, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, seriously.
Well, just to say something to that. So I experienced depression for a year in 2012, I think it was, to 13. And to me, because I used to think, oh, people are just super sad. When you experience depression, you realize this huge disconnect. I can be sitting next to you and there is just nothing in between. There is just, you're just like, I know you're right there and you're saying you want to help me, but I cannot feel it. I cannot see it. And what I learned through this depression was that really at the end of the day, we are alone. Like our human bodies, we can even be with a partner and feel alone. You know, you can even be a full of room. So you really need to nurture yourself. And for me, I found nature, not even Anastasia. It was always nature. When you plant your feet on the ground, I even would lie down in the grass. There's this cleansing and this holding. And so What's interesting is, yes, this land could be taken away, but then I think about, I'm being guided to go, there must be another land that needs my help now. You know, my work here is done. There is nothing is permanent. Nothing. That's one thing you learn. Nothing is permanent. I'm building this again, like everything that's man-made, these bamboo things, they're great, but they're slowly decaying. You know, nothing is permanent except for nature. And if you can have nothing but that connection with nature wherever you are, you know, because I can be standing here and through the networks under the grounds, as you know, as much as it can, I am still connected to down there. I'm still connected to really anywhere on this planet. And so I think if, because then guess what? Then you're not as disturbed by what's going on in the world. As long as you have ability to connect with nature and eat some food, then there's this stability. You feel a little bit more stable and nothing. I mean, you can still get sad. You can still get angry. You can still, I do all of those things. I'm definitely not an angel. I have my emotions for sure. But I think if we can get too caught up in the external being a certain way, you are definitely susceptible to feeling disrupted or just annoyed or upset or all of that kind of stuff. I'm still working on it, but it's for me, nature. Like at the core of everything, I just go to nature and hug a tree or lie on the ground or something.
That's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. I'm so inspired talking with both of you. There's many doors of perception that are opening up for me hearing you speak, Haley. I'm just curious, how can we support you?
Oh gosh, just being here on this call has been really amazing, just to help share the message, really, the Thriving with Nature message. And Anastasia, you know, whether you're sharing Anastasia's message or Thriving with Nature message, it's all the same message. It's coming back and connecting. For those that are inspired, you know, come and join the Thriving with Nature community. That's super exciting. When you come to Bali, come and visit, you know, those are things. But how do we support one another? The positive words, like I feel very loved and supported. And as much as I'm inspiring you, you're inspiring me to keep going. You know what I mean? So I think that energy of supporting one another and listening and being heard, and I think that's the key, isn't it? I mean, and that's why these calls and these connections, it's so vital to find your like-minded people. That was one of the things I talked about. I did write another book on how to stop depression. I don't sell that one. It's a little giveaway PDF. And one of them is to find your tribe. And so you guys are my tribe. I feel connected. I feel inspired by what you're doing, both of you. I mean, anyone that knows Ariane, her amazing calls, and Wyatt, your energies are so beautiful, and you're really holding a high space that lifts people. So that helps support me just getting on those calls as well. So yeah. But yeah, join the community or come visit me in Bali. Are definitely ways to support too.
It's so cool to hear you speak, and the way that you speak about, like, really you're talking about spiritual family. And I feel like that should be the theme for this year or something. I mean, because we've said that word so frequently recently. And it's becoming so real. You know, just yesterday I was talking with a dear friend, and you know, we're doing a lot of business things here together, and you know, it's very easy to get, you know, lost. And I said, you know, it's so amazing just to even have just one other person who's holding the image with me. It means the world. It empowers me to keep going. And it you know, I love, like, just echoing the words Gabriel shared during the call that him and Ariana and I had, that environment is stronger than willpower. And, you know, really we're creating this environment here at the foundation. And because for so long, I think, you know, I could see it in my own life wanting to, you know, create this like will, like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to build this kin's domain. I'm going to, and you know, when you return back to that place of familiarity and spiritual family, it really just makes me want to like open my arms more and lose myself more in that. And I mean, Arion's been super instrumental in that with the calls and the guided imageries that we do every week. And this, like you were speaking about, like the mycelial roots, like literally we're connected across the planet through these invisible threads. And the other word I want to highlight that you said is like being heard. And I think that we underestimate the power of like really this generative kindness that can come from just listening to our and seeing the pristine origins in these people. And you know, you're evoking that with your community, you're exemplifying it, you're living it, demonstrating it, giving people an opportunity to participate in it. And if they don't know how, you're going to help them. And that's who we need right now. We need stewards. We need people who are hearing the call in their heart and they feel like my cup is full enough to give some back. And you're giving that back. And it's incredibly inspiring to not only me, but to the thousands who are going to be watching this, millions eventually, you know, and we'll continue spreading the message. And we're not going anywhere. None of us are going anywhere. This isn't, you know, we're not putting on a show. Like the lights and the cameras go off and like, we live this, you live this, you breathe this.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. I love that environment is stronger than willpower. That articulates the visual I have. Like I have this visual of a circle of humans holding hands, right? And if one person falls to the ground, guess what? We can all hold them up. Like they're not going to hit the ground. So we're holding them up. And then they may slowly get stronger and the people hold them up and then someone else falls. Like we go through emotions, we go through tough times, we can be grieving and not really present, but the humans around you make the difference. I wouldn't have been able to continue. There's so many times on my YouTube video, there's a journey of me finding the land and all of that. There's, you can watch that on YouTube. And there's in the second episode, I'm crying because I'm terrified and I'm alone and I'm like, this is another, like, do I do this? This is a big commitment. Like it was really tough, but I wouldn't have been able to do it without community who keep going, wow, you're doing amazing. Like you've got this. And it's like, just last week I got off the land. I'd been up the land for a few weeks and I needed to go and hang around with my community of entrepreneurs down here. And I got down and I just got filled with people inspired by what I'm doing. And it's just like, okay, like, you know, thank you. You've fueled me up and now I can come back and go do the next few steps. So I think humans and the environment that you're creating here in the Anastasia Foundation and the communities that we're all part of are so imperative for us to get to that vision, that idea that we want to create and enjoy that journey. Don't get caught up on that end idea. This journey of each step of this conversation here and that, let's enjoy this process. And so we can one day be like, wow, I remember that. That was amazing. So yeah, that environment, I think that's really important.
Yeah. And one way we're going to help you, Haley, is, you know, we are connected to a global community of really inspired men and women. And there's men and women like you all over the world doing something similar, you know, and we are going to connect them to you. It's, you know, talk about that mycelium, you know, like that web, you know, we are literally this living web now. And I will speak to certain people and immediately someone will like pop into my head and I'm like, hey, I need to connect both of you. And then this incredible, you know, incredible doors open from there. And so, yeah, I'm putting it out there that Wyatt, myself and, and all the other team members, we, yeah, it's you will not feel alone very soon is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, you will not feel alone very soon. Yeah. There's so many that are looking for you. And just the fact that you put that invitation out there to all the viewers, hey, come visit me. You know, people are going to visit you, including Wyatt and myself and like probably... probably the whole team
do a tour around the world of Anastasia community. Yeah, thank you. And it's leaders. If you're a leader that's like, I know stuff I have, I know how to create, grow the best sourdough. Let me come in and be a leader of sourdough. Or, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm looking for the people. You must have some kind of wisdom. I'm studying to be a soil food web consultant. So around the world to help look at people's soil and the microbes and tell you what's going on. That's one of the things I'm studying, and that is going to be my leadership inside the community. This is the passion about soil. But I'm going to be looking for all elements of self-sufficiency. So people who, if you feel that you know how to do natural dyes and things like that, and you'd love to build a course, but you don't even know how to, that's what I can help you do. And we can put the course in the community and, you know, you can earn money from that. And so it's whether it's leaders or whether it's someone that's just read Anastasia and is like, I want to do this, but I do not know how to do it. And I've killed plants before. So help me. Like it's all levels of humans.
I want to clarify something that I'm hearing that sounds like a really cool offer for a lot of people. So clarify and interrupt if I'm wrong, but are you offering to those who feel that they have their genius, like we all have, but they have something to really offer, the skill that they feel is valuable, that this Thriving with Nature community that you have built is a home for it? And if they don't fully understand, know even what or how to start a course, you will help facilitate that, and they will A, become a part of a really beautiful community, B, fulfill their dream of, you know, like teaching, and then C, earn an income.
Yeah, well, it is along those lines of I've helped for the last 10 years help businesses build their online courses, systems, programs. It's definitely another one of my gifts. And so there's a lot of people out there who are just amazing. They know everything about fungi, but don't really know how to use a computer. Ideally, you need to have some. I mean, if you can use Facebook, you can use this community. There'll be for those who have the wisdom but don't know where to start, and are genuinely they want to have their wisdom in a course. They don't need to go on create their own website and have to manage it and find people to come to them, but they've got the wisdom. I've got the platform that can help you share your wisdom, and then that benefits all the people that are in the community as well. So Wyatt.
That's pretty cool, because there is so many people that do have skills that are just like, I'm not making a WordPress site. I'm not making a Wix site. I'm not doing that. I'm not sitting on my computer, like trying to learn a new skill at my age or at my interest level. And you are giving them a pathway to offer that skill to a community of conscious listeners. I mean, I don't know if y'all are hearing that, but that's a pretty sweet offer.
Exactly. If you can use Facebook and you have wisdom and you want to share it, you'll get on a call like this and love to share your wisdom with people and answer questions about whatever it is that you're amazing at in the areas of self-sufficiency, then this is the place for you, because there's so much wisdom out there. And then you don't have to worry about, you know, we'll run it, and then each month you'll get your royalties or your commissions. And there's your online income, and you're sharing your wisdom. You're stepping. We each have this gift to share knowledge and about certain areas, you know. And so, I mean, Wyatt, your wisdom in permaculture and growing things, and it's just amazing, you know. Ariane's amazing ability to really get that spiritual connection happening and maintaining that vision. You know, we've all got gifts that we're here to share, and often the gift, you don't even think it's important because it's so easy for you. You know, for me, I don't understand why people can't under systems and processes, like, because it's too easy. I was like, how did you do it like that? No, I'm never like that. I just help you. But it's like, we've all got our gifts, but, you know, you think it's easy, but it's like, actually, it's really hard for other people to do that. And so that is often your gift that you're here to share with the world. And my gift is to help you get that to the world.
Oh my God. You've just evolved. You've evolved.
Right.
You've evolved.
Yes.
Yeah. All of this.
Yes.
So you've evolved it all.
Yeah.
You have a.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what a joy to be having you on this call. Don't you feel the same way? Like we're doing such a good service by getting this woman up on
this. Yes, I feel like we're also like, there's some people out there who are like maybe listening right now and they're like, this is what I've been waiting for. And then, I feel that. I feel like there's this, I don't know how this fully manifested. I think you two worked out like, hey, let's do this interview. Like, let's do a, and then you invited me to come along and I'm just grateful to be along for the ride. But seriously, there's like this, there's something that's going to come of this for you, Haley, and for our community as well. Like huge, huge. I really envision a beautiful synergy, you know, where it's just, you know, like our communities maybe like intermingle and people are like aware, like, hey, for practical skills, I'm headed over to Thriving with Nature because like there's this really cool, you know, like natural dye class that I can't miss. I'm going to be at the next call, Wyatt, but Haley's got to, I got to go. I got to go.
Well, it's, you know what? I just saw a vision. So here's the Anastasia community, right? Does everyone know what the flower of life looks like? So Anastasia community, right, is here. And I see communities in different areas and different visions and different all coming together. And this flower of life happens of like, you know, I see these, if you want to dive more into the spiritual side, you can jump into that. Cause it's not, or it's, and we're part of all the communities that light us up. And, you know, as we build, we'll be part of all of it. You know what I mean? Like it's all the bits that inspire us, all the bits that we feel aligned to go and thrive in. So yeah, I just saw that vision. I was like, it's not or, it's and.
Yeah, we don't even have to ask you what concluding words and concluding advice and guidance would be, because you just did it right there. And you did it. You dropped these beautiful, beautiful, insightful, you know, pieces of wisdom all throughout the call. Haley, like I'm literally going to end this call and just go and grab my box of seeds and like, just like take action, take more action right away on this half acre that I'm stewarding with my partner. I'm so inspired. Yeah. I'm so inspired. How about you, Wyatt?
Likewise. Yeah. I feel like you really, you know, farmers in general, have a grounded sense of like common sense, rationality, just a very like, refreshing perspective, and you embody that to the fullest. I'm not calling you a farmer, but because you are connected,
I would be honored to be called a farmer.
Then you're a brilliant farmer, like a brilliant, inspired, eternal, divine goddess farmer. Is that passion fruit?
Can you smell that? That's passion fruit from my land. Can you smell it? So strong. I was just opening it because I was curious. It was on the, it's over the water tank. I just wanted to show you this, you know, every day, like you said, Ariane, go and plant one lettuce plant, one tiny seed, even in a pot plant, whatever. It doesn't have to be hard. It may live, it may die, who knows? But then guess what? In 30 days, you can pick a piece of that lettuce and put it in your salad. It might be one lettuce leaf in your whole plate of food. But do you know how excited and joyful it'd be, like the cherry plant in Anastasia, book two, like how excited it would be just to consume that. You don't, if you live in a concrete box in an apartment, my one invitation for you is after this call is just plant one thing, even if it's in a pot plant, even if it's an avocado seed with water and toothpicks, because what will happen is life will keep happening. And then out of the corner of your eye, you're like, oh, look, that's growing. It's alive. It's a life force that I helped co-create. And that is an anchor point for your vision. That's the, in the physical, we're sitting there and we're doing our visions. And I think that's extremely valuable because I wouldn't have been able to create this without these visions. But if I can give one piece is like, go away, buy one seed, get a seed from someone and just put it in soil, even if it's a tiny pot plant or whatever, on your bench, on your apartment, and just start, because that's the first connection to your whole land.
Yeah, I feel like you just like completely hit the nail on the head of something I felt the other day standing in my garden. I was like, I like looked, it was after one of your, one of the guided imageries that we do on Sundays, and I was barefoot, and I just thought to myself, you are a map. Thank you for being a map. And gardens are literally like a map to our dreams, you know? And like, they are, you, like, I am so excited that you're just inspiring people to plant, because it's so true. Like, as Anastasia says, nothing can break man's connection with the earth, like nothing. And as Ariana has been working like deeply, deeply, deeply to engage that aspect of us in our community, that like man and earth is not separate. Like, she's been doing these images, and I mean, I've been paying attention to the word cues that, you know, maybe she's not conscious when she's saying them, but, you know, because she's just channeling the images, but they've been coming through so frequently. Like, man and earth is not separate, guys. Man and earth is not separate. Every week, man and earth is not separate, you know, and we're getting that now. And to hear that invitation coming from your mouth, like, plant something, one thing, it's just like, oh yes, it's spring. It's spring.
Yep. It's spring. For those of you in the Northern Hemisphere, it's spring. And it's just, even, you know, you can get grow lights. Just, that's all I'm inviting you. Don't get caught up on, I've got to do a whole Kim's Domain. It's just like, let's just plant one thing from today, and then it'll inspire.
Oh, I'm so grateful. Thank you so much. I feel so inspired. I feel very grateful. I'm always very grateful and giddy being on a call with Wyatt. And now I have the same feeling with you, Haley, like really, truly honored that you are here and you're with us, you know, and you're taking these steps and you're making yourself accessible to people. You know, thank you so much, because the ripples you are creating, woman, they're going global. This is far beyond Bali. This is immense. So, well, if you have not heard a thank you, you're getting one right now. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah. It's interesting you say that. The first five members of the community were from New Zealand, Australia, America, England, and Canada. Like, it was the first five members, not all in the same place. It was around the world. And I was like, okay.
Yep.
This is that's the universe showing you right away. Right away, the universe is like, global. Yep. You're going global.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, I just want to say thank you for letting me share my vision and my little piece of this, you know, planet and the earth and the little bit of the garden, the veggie gardens and things. I'm just super honored and, you know, very grateful that someone gave me the book in 2011, and I persisted and it anchored, and it took me a while to come back into this and shed the things that I needed to shed to finally be here. But I'm just honored and grateful to both of you. Both of you, what you're doing for the community is amazing. And Gabriel, I mean, the birther of this, anchoring it all in together so that we could all come to one place, is just absolutely amazing. And I'm very honored to be here, honored to be a part of it as the Bali ambassador. So come and visit. And yeah, thanks for being and bringing this energy to the land. I'm very grateful.
You brought the spirit of Bali into the Midwest. So I'm pretty grateful for that. I mean, I'm like, I'm just excited. I'm like, maybe I can grow passion fruit and avocados now. This is.
Do you know what? I always say try. You can create microclimates. Try. I'm trying to grow. Potatoes, I had given up. I thought the potatoes were gone. Potatoes are starting to come up. I was like, because people tell me you can't grow potatoes. I haven't fully made it yet, but they're growing. And I was like, well, there you go. Just try it. Just do it. That's what I say.
Yeah. We'll put all of Haley's information. We'll put like your website, your base website, your community. We'll put all of your links down into the description of this video. Yeah, and if there's any, like, maybe wait, Kaylee's on our Telegram channels. If you are not a part of that, like, you can connect with her pretty easily there. Arianne, you have anything to share?
Nope, that's about it. And she did announce briefly there that she's the newest ambassador. So Haley is the Bali ambassador for the Ringing Cedar. So that is something to acknowledge and celebrate. And we're super excited about that. And yeah, like Wyatt said, all the information is going to be posted below. And Haley, let's open up the door to future calls as you continue to grow at an exponential rate.
I would love to. Hopefully the next call, I'll actually be living on the land. So that is very exciting.
Yeah, let's definitely do another one of these to come in the future. When you feel like, when you're like, all right, let's do it. Let's show. I want to show you where we're at now.
I'd love that. I'd love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wyatt will show us his avocado plant.
Yes.
Yes. I will. Well, thank you so much for your attention. Thank you so much for inspiring and bringing your thoughts here. It's a co-creative environment. So for all who are watching and adding to this conversation, thank you so much. If you feel inspired to support the work of the Anastasia Foundation, check out our website. There's so many ways to get involved, volunteering, donations, just supporting our content, sending nice letters in, submitting your own content, connecting with people like Thriving with Nature, Haley Weatherburn. There's so many ways to get involved. We would love to have you. We're creating spiritual family, and we are facilitating the happy co-creation of a new world. So thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
Bye, everyone.